Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's back. Here's Zach Gelb.
Back inside the Phoenix Convention Center, it is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio, getting you set for the men's Final Four that comes your way on Saturday evening. Now joining us is the head coach of Wisconsin. He's Greg Gard. Coach, great to see you. How you been?
Good. How you doing, Zach?
Doing fantastic. Let me start you off with your season. You guys get to the NCAA tournament. How do you kind of look back at the year that was for Wisconsin hoops?
You know, we started really well, started 16-4, got all the way to the sixth in the country, and then we kind of cratered in February and had a couple guys hurt that I think in the looking back hurt us. And then we bounced back down the stretch of the season, got all the way to the Big Ten tournament championship game and lost that one to Illinois. And then I felt that took a lot out of us, and we hit a really good James Madison team, and our season came to an abrupt end much sooner than all of us wanted to.
That Big Ten championship game was absolutely crazy. Do you think there was still a little bit of a carryover effect into that first game of the tournament?
We played six games in 13 days leading into the tourney, and four games in 4 days with Maryland, Northwestern, Purdue, and Illinois all back-to-back. And we had just come from Purdue on the last game of the regular season. So I think that just those meat grinder games took the toll on us a little bit. I don't want to take anything away from James Madison. They're a really good team. They won 32 or 33 games. But there was no doubt. I think how can it not take something out of us? And I thought it showed when we got to Brooklyn and we weren't as sharp and as in sync as we had been the week before.
That's why I'm blown away by NC State, because right. To win five games in 5 days and then you win the first weekend, the first two games, and then you have that little layoff and then you're still able to be that strong. Right. I'm blown away with Kevin.
Yeah, they're a made free throw or a bank three by O'Connell.
Yeah.
You know, and not getting overtime for Virginia. And whoever, I think it was McNeely, missed the free throw, the 80-some% free throw shooter. So that's how fine of a line it is. And you run to the other end and O'Connell banks went in their overtime. And next thing you know, they've won nine in a row and they're still playing.
Talking to Greg Gard right now, head coach of Wisconsin, joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. So the Purdue victory for you guys was enormous. I know you played them three times and it took overtime for you to get a victory up against them. Take me through what it's like preparing for that team. And obviously Zach Edey, who back-to-back year is going to be the most important.
Yeah, you can't replicate him. You can't replicate it as hard as you try. Nobody has anybody as big as him. Maybe UConn with their big guy, but you just can't prepare for that. And the other thing is they have way more than just Zach. And they have one of the best point guards in the country in Braden Smith. Lance Jones, a transfer from Southern Illinois, has really given them a spark. And they have a lot of really good pieces around Zach. So, and they also move you in different ways where it's hard to, you have to make decisions. You kind of got to pick your poison. Do you want to send double teams at him? Do you want to not send double teams at him and live with him racking up fouls and playing in the paint? Do you want to, raid him a little bit more and give up threes? And they move him around and they space the other guys around to really force those decisions and spread you out. So, Matt's always done a good job schematically when it helps when you got a 7'5", 325-pound guy to throw it to. And sometimes you can defend the possession perfectly and they just throw it higher. Or he goes and grabs it above everybody as hard as you try. So it's unique in terms of how I think. You know, it took us three times to finally crack the code, so to speak. And the other two games are really close. I think it was six at our place and eight at their place. But finally, we were able to stay close enough and make some plays down the stretch. But they're really good, and they're here for a reason.
They've always had the talent. But after what they went through last year, I wonder how mentally tough they would be. Like, when I look at them and see their mental toughness,
right. That's
what stands out, because some schools can't overcome that, obviously.
Absolutely. And they're another year older, another year. And I think that they had to face that as Virginia did a few years ago when they lost to UMBC. And you can turn that one of two ways. You can let it bury you, or you can face it and build for it and build and work through it. And, as I told another show a little earlier I don't get caught up really in the seed lines that are out because there's so much parity in college basketball, more parity in men's college basketball than any other sport. And that's why you see all these so-called upsets, because it's a 40-minute one-game series. You know, the Lakers aren't playing the Sioux Falls Skyforce in a one-game playoff, right? They don't even play them, let alone put a one-game tournament on the make your season on the line. So the three-point line, the transfer portal, all the things that have leveled the playing field, so to speak. And like I said, you have a game pressure is real. It's hard being that one seed. There's a lot of pressure with that 16 coming at you. And Purdue's been able to handle it really well.
Last thing I'll ask you, Greg Gard, rivalries are what make college basketball. It's what make right. college sports. I know you and Juwan Howard got into it a little bit throughout the years. The moment he
just once,
yeah,
just once.
The moment he gets let go, everyone's like, they're posting the photos of you guys going at it and everything. Just how did you kind of react to the changes going on at Michigan?
I really don't pay that much attention. You know, Juwan, you know, had really good teams there. I know he's battled some health issues, you know, with his heart and stuff. I read an article today actually on the way out here. So just, you know, he's, we all are competitors and we all get in moments where we wish we would have done something this or that differently, but hey, we're all good. We've talked since and wish him all the best and hopefully he gets healthy and whatever he does next, he'll be fine.
What's the, this next chapter of Wisconsin basketball?
Well, like? The transfer portal. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we're dealing with that. Yeah, we're dealing with that.
Here's the thing. You still got years to give. So
how
do you guys kind of adjust to all these changes?
You have to adjust and you have to adapt to, and we have. You know, I think we've tried to really hit it face on or head on, and the same thing with the NIL. You know, it's been something new, and college basketball has changed more in the last 3 to 5 years than it has maybe the last 35 years combined, just with all this that has come at us and, you know, during and since COVID. So we're adapting, we're adjusting. We're going to be really good again next year. We got a lot of guys back and we're going to add good pieces. We got two really good freshmen coming in. And again, we're always active and vigilant in the portal.
Well, he's Coach Greg Gard. Coach, appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Zach.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Hey everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.